currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullet, and this is Currently Kirkland. We're here every week with the latest in Kirkland happenings. A fire at the beginning of July in the Totem Lake neighborhood inspired a neighborhood fire fair. On the evening of July 27th, the residents of Hamilton Square were given the opportunity to join their neighbors to learn about the recent fire and to learn more about fire safety.
The people who supported the event were excellent. Evergreen Healthcare came out, Allstate, our insurance agent, came out, Virginia Mason's Bariatric Center provided resources, Public Health Salem King County provided resources. Everybody came together to make sure that every piece of educational information that might be of benefit to people living in that community was sent as a support to this community.
The fire fair included a demonstration on how to properly use a fire extinguisher, introduced the Map Your Neighborhood program to residents, and welcomed kids and adults to take a tour of a fire engine.
The event ended up actually being one of the most fun things the community's done in years. It brought everybody out. We had attendance more than we have at our annual meetings every year. The kids loved it. They were allowed to actually videotape thank yous to the fire truck. They love the firemen, think that firemen rock. The fire educator did just a wonderful job in bringing people together and actually letting them really understand the important role that they played in saving the home, the occupants, and the animals that that lived in those attached apartments.
Thank you to the Kirkland Fire Department, Evergreen Hospital, Puget Sound Energy, and all who made the fire fair a success. Kirkland's own Map Your Neighborhood event is in the running for a national award. On August 10th, the Federal Emergency Management Agency announced the finalists for its 2010 National Citizen Corps Achievement Awards, including Kirkland's Map Your Neighborhood event.
Folks went to the event from the community, mainly just to meet their neighbors and find out what they could do to better prepare themselves in case of an emergency. So most of us know about the three-day packs and what we need to have organized and kept in a place where we can reach it in case of an emergency, but most of us don't really know what to do immediately following an emergency. And this is a very practical way in which it gives you tools, that six steps that you can go through immediately following an emergency, what you should do in order to make sure that your family is safe, to make sure that your house is safe, and to make sure that your community is safe.
We felt like the more prepared our neighborhood was and our families were, then the more they could really assist in our emergency preparedness here in case of a disaster such as an earthquake. So we felt like, okay, if people knew that their homes were safe and their things at their home were safe, then they wouldn't have to rush down here to the school. It was also an opportunity for me to let people know that, hey, you know, we've got things under control, and give them a perspective of what we're doing here at school as well.
The Map Your Neighborhood event has been recognized for its exemplary community preparedness effort and was selected as a finalist in the category Preparing the Public Award.
The mapping is about taking a certain area and dividing it in groupings of no more than 20 houses per group. The logic behind that is because if there is an emergency, it is not possible to reach more than 20 houses in an hour. And they call it a golden hour right after an emergency happens. That's the time during which you can save lives and families. So what we would do is essentially you would take a street and you would look at what's the most logical, if people were to walk out the doors, who are the people that they would see? And you group them together in groups of 20. And we basically did that for the West of Market, Norkirk, and Highlands neighborhood.
The winners will be announced in September as part of National Preparedness Month.
I think about the national award. What's exciting is that if we are to receive that, it's a way that we can say, wow, we really did something to set up and show people around the country that this is something that they can do too.
I'm elated. I think that Leave and the volunteers and deserve all the recognition that that they're given.
We're just a bunch of volunteers, and we went out and got this done, and so it's exciting.
I mean, I think we were kind of the building block for what could happen in all of Kirkland eventually, so It's a great way to get the word out there that it's a good program too.
For more information about the Map Your Neighborhood event, go to the city's homepage and in that search box type Map Your Neighborhood. Farah Navoa entered the Kindergartner's PBS Kids Go Writing Contest and was one of 12 finalists picked from over 25,000 entries.
The ladybug doesn't find her spot by Farah Navoa. The ladybug was taking a shower when she looked at her body and said, "Oh no, where are my spots? He took them."
Farah's story, The Ladybug Doesn't Find Her Spots, can be viewed on the Kirkland Reporter website and on PBS.org at those websites below.
Did you take my spots? No, I didn't. But you can ask for them to the horse.
The Peter Kirk Community Center at 352 Kirkland Avenue and North Kirkland Community Center at 12421 103rd Avenue Northeast will both be closed August 21st through September 7th for annual maintenance. Both centers will reopen September 8th. For recreation program information, please visit www.kirklandparks.net or call Kirkland Parks and Community Services Department at 425-587-3300. Do you have what it takes to be a police volunteer? Volunteers are needed to assist victims of domestic violence. Join the Kirkland Police Department's Domestic Abuse Response Team.
From making phone calls to keeping people informed of what's going on with the court process to helping with safety planning, educating on domestic violence dynamics, and offering resources in the community.
Minimum commitment is 1 year, twice per month. You must pass an extended background check.
These volunteers are definitely my backup. They're definitely indispensable. They're a great resource to myself and also the Kirkland Police Department and the City of Kirkland.
To learn more or to apply, contact Julie Huffman at jhuffman@ci.kirkland.wa.us or 425-587-3012. August 28th, 1982 and August 31st, 2010. You may ask what's significant about these dates. Well, in August 1982, the Kirkland American Little League won the Little League World Series, the first American team in 10 years to do so. August 31st, 2010 is the date Little Big Men, directed by an Emmy Award-winning filmmaker, will debut on ESPN's 30 for 30 documentary series. The film will examine what became of that 1982 Kirkland Little League team. For more information, visit the website below. The 8th annual Kirkland Concours d'Elegance will be pulling into Carillon Point September 12th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. More than 100 of the world's finest vintage automobiles, motorcycles, and vintage boats will be showcased. The event benefits Evergreen Healthcare and Children's Hospital. For more information, visit KirklandConcourse.com. The next East Side Science Cafe is coming up at the Wild Rover in downtown Kirkland on September 13th at 7 o'clock. Join Guillaume Moshe, a PhD from the University of Washington, to discuss climate change impacts on the Pacific Northwest. For more information, go to PacificScienceCenter.org and type Science Cafe in the search box. And it's not too late to sign up for that Kirkland Triathlon. The race begins at 8 a.m. on Saturday, September 18th at Carillon Point. The Kirkland Triathlon is perfect for both novice and veteran triathletes. For younger athletes, the Kids Triathlon takes place on that Sunday, September 19th at Houghton Beach Park. For registration and more information about both races, visit racecenter.com/Kirkland Tri. And remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. We'll be taking a short back-to-school break. Our next show will come to you in mid-September. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you then.